if it was a good display, but we end up on the losing side again.
Yeah, another game we've played well and not got away with the results, so we've just got to look at ourselves and try and be more penetrating in the final third and take chances when we get them.
You're really up for this game, aren't you? It's real trying hard, and you in particular, I think, on a huge amount of effort that attracted the radio commentators' the praise.
Yeah, I mean, all the boys, if you've watched on film, we do that every week. Everybody gives their all, and the majority of the time we usually come out with the result, but the last few weeks we've not managed to score goals, so if we don't score goals, we don't win matches.
I must feel it was an injustice to go in one down at half time.
Yeah, I mean, I felt it was harsh. I felt we played well, dominated the game. Felt the same in the second, even when we had 10 men. But as I say, you don't score goals, you don't win matches, and teams like Rangers all need one or two, and they get the two goals.
It was a cracking goal with that goal, but did you feel it was maybe a harsh decision to concede the free kick in the first place at that point?
No, I think Andy will tell you himself. He's took the guy's legs. It's a definite free kick. I don't think doing much quality in the free kick for Smith was too good for Ryan as well, so just one of the things, good free kick.
And you had chances in the second half to get an equaliser before they scored?
Yeah, a couple of shots on the edge of the box, and I think Alex Whittle in the first half, maybe we could shoot and stuff. We've had a few chances during the game, but not taking chances just doesn't win your games, so we just have to work on that. And
how much did the injuries create some problems in terms of continuity of play?
I think Ryan Scully would be a massive loss, but I think what Ryan did today was a massive credit to himself. He really come in and just dominated for the back and talking, and it's harsh for him not to keep a clean sheet as well. Two good goals that pretty much can't do nothing about, so he'll be pretty disappointed that he's not managed to keep a clean sheet.
How are you feeling going into the end of the season? You know, not much time left for the playoffs, so are you feeling confident about it?
Yeah, I mean, we said we're going to go finish second, and that's what we're going to do. So 3 points here, the Rangers would have been a good start. Now we've got East Fife and Brechin, so a tough end to the month as well. But we're just going to go into both the matches taking the 3 points and hopefully finishing that second position place.
Is that the best you've played against them this season, do you think, today?
I think we've had a few good displays, and I think we've done what we've went to do. But I think that's the best executed of the day. We've done really well. Didn't give them much chances. But if we're not giving them chances, when they do come up, we've got to make sure they don't put them away. And a team as good as Rangers, sometimes they do that with the quality players they've got. But I think what the boys did today was showed their quality and showed that we're probably the better team of the day.
Certainly, you're putting a bit of a fight yourself. Is there any talk yet of contracts for you?
I think maybe the manager spoke to my agent, but I'm not sure. I told the website earlier in the week that I'm not too interested in speaking about the contracts. If my agent comes to me, and we'll sort it and sit down then and speak about it. But I just want to continue and go for the playoffs.
What was the situation in the first half with Lee McCulloch? There was a bit of afters there. Did he catch you?
Yeah, it's a foul. Lee knows that himself, but He was bent down a few times, holding his face, and I went down, so it was a bit back and forward, but that's what it is, football, isn't it? That's what it is nowadays, so.
Okay, thanks.
That's great, Steve.